What it do, what it does, what it be like. It's your boy, Black Girl, a.k.a. Dr. Oz. And this is Doctor's Orders Podcast. Really glad to hear y'all, see y'all, hear from y'all, whatever you want to call it. I know it's been a little minute, one more time. Tonight's episode number 5. We done made it all the way to the fall season, man. That year flapping like I thought it would be. We up in November now, you know. And this particular episode is brought to you by, of course, Highest Enterprises and Entertainment. Hustle Always Ain't Stopping. But finally, we got a collaborative effort. We got some teamwork going on. Some real business finna shake. Shouts out to Vision Sports Management. I don't know if you can see the shirt. You can catch it real well. But Vision Sports Management. Very happy to be going into business and doing work with these guys moving forward. Who are they? What is Vision Sports Management? That's some stuff I'm gonna let Jonathan Belton give you all the insight on, because of the fact that he is the one that's owning and operating this company. Knowing him pretty much my whole life, good people. So very excited to cross the T's and dot the I's and get everything rolling with Vision Sports Management. You're gonna be seeing a lot of collaborations and a lot of co-signing and just working together, getting these future episodes out for y'all. Hopefully it'll kind of broaden the platform itself, because it's something I feel like is well needed. Something he felt like is much needed also. So yeah, be on the lookout for all of that. Like Dr. Dre would say, just chill to the next episode. You go find out all the information on Vision Sports Management. Moving forward, what's been up with me? I don't know, man. What's been up with you? What's been up with y'all? I ain't heard nothing. Nobody been hitting me in my DM. Nobody been hitting me on my stories. I ain't been posting a lot of stories. That's my bad. Shout out to everybody that followed me back on TikTok and whatnot. Instagram still rolling like the beautiful bean footage. I haven't been posting much. That's probably my bad. So I guess you can't really give me feedback on shit if I ain't put it in your face. So yeah, just look out for more of that coming. Same couple of things I tell y'all every time. The album coming very, very soon. I ain't putting no date on it, but it's basically done. I'm putting a bow tie on that one. It's the visuals, though. I'm really, really excited about the visuals that's finna come. At least with the next song. I had spoke on it already, that song, Venting. It's gonna be hard. But, yeah, man, be on the lookout for that. That's coming through. And that's pretty much what I've been up to. Besides being, you know, super dad and knocking out this 9-to-5 for the government. So yeah, that's what I've been on, bro. What's happened since we last chopped it up? An awful lot. Football season, we midway through that thing. Very interesting on both sides, college and pros. But I won't go into detail on that. I want to hear what y'all got to say. What y'all think about with your team or the local team or whatever. What you think about the state of the game right now. And hit me up in the normal places. So yeah, man, moving right along. Glad you guys gave me your attention and your ear. You could have been anywhere on the planet tonight, which you probably still are anywhere on the planet. But you could have been giving your attention to anything else. And you're giving it to me. I'm very appreciative for that. Moving forward, hope to give you some more of this good old-fashioned news and entertainment. Speaking of which, unfortunately, so Halloween night, early November 1st morning, the music industry, we lost another, to me, a pioneer, one third of the rap trio Migos, Takeoff, was killed right here in Houston down the road. A lot of videos and a lot of unnecessary footage. A lot of things I felt like shouldn't have been publicized. But a lot of speculation. Nobody really knows exactly what happened there, with or without the footage. But still, when something like this happens, it always touches my soul. It's very painful to see, because death is real. It's guaranteed. Nobody's exempt. These stars, I think we just was chopping it up about PNB Rock. Last podcast or podcast before that, episode before that, and it just doesn't seem to stop. And you think that's, you know, nine-figure, artists like that, you know, wouldn't be in those situations, or you think they'd be more, you know, well protected, but still in awe, man. So thoughts and prayers to that family, that whole set of people, you know, both Offset and Quavo, regardless of what the business status were. I think as far as I understood, Migos wasn't clicked tight moving forward throughout the 2022. That last album was strictly just Takeoff and Quavo, sort of on an uncle and nephew, because, you know, Quavo's the uncle and Takeoff was the nephew. Offset is related to, I believe. Y'all go Wikipedia and figure it out. I'm going to do the same. But the truth of the matter is, we lost another one too soon, 28 years old. When I say pioneers, I really mean that. I've been participating in music since the early 2000s. I've been a fan of music since the early 90s, you know, me being born in 1986. And when I say the whole 20-teens decade of music, even moving forward right now through the early 2020s, like that whole triplet flow, you know, that was coined by the Migos. And if there's something that I realized lately, at least, especially since the passing of Takeoff, when I went back and started digging into the catalog, you know, he was the most lyrical one. He was the one that was putting the foot to the pavement, if you will, like really pushing the envelope on these bars, man. Takeoff was more lyrical than the other two. That's just my opinion from what I'm gathering. Although he was the softest spoken, he didn't say much. He just kind of showed up on wax and proved it. Yeah, man, terrible loss. I hate to see it. But, you know, rest in peace. Hard to just move right along, but kind of, I guess, to piggyback off of this, the violence ain't stopping nowhere, man. Nowhere. If I'm not mistaken, they were shooting around here again, either Halloween night or a day or two later. But regardless, like, it's too much popping off everywhere. Nobody's exempt. Nobody's safe. Doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. As you can see, man, you got us poor folk out here. We hearing gunshot. And then nine-figure millionaire artists are gunned down in downtown Houston, one of the most beautiful cities I've ever had the pleasure of roaming. You know what I'm saying? You see violence in every city, especially in the South, but that particular part of Houston, Texas, it just seems so absurd. As things will unfold, we'll figure out what happened there. My focus is actually on what's happening within my 20-mile radius. Why is it so easy for these kids to get guns? Why is it so accessible? And why is everybody thinking that life is like a Nintendo back in the day, where you can just press the power off and on, or press the reset button and everything goes back to some type of normality or something? Like, it's tough, man. It's a hard pill to swallow. But, you know, that's just me speaking off the top of my dome. Really don't have much of a double dose for you today. I was going to give you this long, drawn-out speech about not tolerating certain things, and just, you know, I don't want to step on any toes or nothing, but all that saying I'm sorry shit, I was really gonna go on a rant about. I don't want to hear sorry. I'd rather see the changed actions. I'd rather see the positive activity. But I've chosen not to go along with that one, because I just don't think it's coming from a unbiased mind frame, if that makes any sense. In other words, when I be mad about stuff, I don't want to just say the wrong shit. I don't want to just get you involved in some personal matter. So that topic I'll speak on probably another episode. I would much rather speak on it with a guest. So it depends on who my guest is, if we'll touch on that topic of zero tolerance, if you will. But I still got some good stuff for you. Really going to be more of a freestyle, since we now have the pleasure and privilege to be dealing with Vision Sports. We're going to probably ride the wave of the next 4 or 5 episodes, seeing what they got for us and seeing what I got for them. It's all about one hand washing the other. And we'll have some real interesting content, a bunch of vlogs and a lot of Facebook, Instagram stories and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, stick with it. Stay tuned. BRB, Urban. All right, we back, man. Bro, the mosquitoes are ridiculous, bro. Let me know in the comments if wherever you from, the mosquitoes tagging your ass right now. Because this is beginning to be too much. Like, it's the first week of November, bro. And I'm out here scratching like a fiend because the mosquitoes just won't stop. Anyway, yeah, like I said, we don't really have a designated topic. I'm kind of freestyling off the dome for this one. Just kind of giving y'all a little ventilation of what I'm talking about. Water, don't demonetize me, YouTube. Although I wish it was some gin. It's not the point. Anyway, I guess what I can discuss with y'all today is how sometimes you just need to focus on yourself. And I don't mean that in like a selfish manner. Like, you know, whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're a parent, whether you're not, whether you have siblings, whether you don't, whether you have a relationship with your parents or not, whether your parents are alive or not. Everyone has people in their life, right? Everybody got somebody that they keep close to them and care about, give a damn about. But at the least I could say, I don't want to say the least, but you know for a fact you can't pour from an empty cup. I've said it here before. You know for a fact that mental health and self-care is pretty much the battery in your back that keeps everything going, everything afloat. It's your motherboard, you dig, your mental and emotional well-being. It does run this show, and you can't just keep accepting any old, and I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but you can't just keep accepting any old behavior from the people that you quote-unquote love. You can't neglect yourself when there's things that you're trying to take care of and you know you have a goal that you're trying to complete. Especially if you have the responsibility of being, I don't know, a parent or a public figure or anyone that has other folks relying on the decisions that you make, the moves that you make. If there's anybody dependent on you, you can't do it half-assed. You got to kind of be 100%, right? That's the vibe I'm trying to learn and give off to everybody else. Because if you spend too much time helping other people, for one, we're gonna start there. If you spend too much time trying to help other people, if you keep passing off bricks to people while you're trying to build your wall here, and I know I've spoken on this before, that's why I'm going back to it, you're gonna end up with not enough material to build your own wall, and then you ain't gonna have no shelter when everybody else is gonna be sheltered up. Everybody gonna be protected and everybody's gonna be fine because they're good. You know, if you cooking and you got a big pot and you just keep handing out plates. You ain't ate yet, but you handing out plates. You get a plate. Come on. Hey, you get a plate. Then you're going to turn around and it's going to be time to make your plate. You spent all the time hunting the meat, and you had to come home and cook and clean it and then cook it. And then you cooked it. Now you got your sides, you got your rice, and you handing out all these plates. You starving. And you look in the pot. And you ain't even got a plate for yourself left. That metaphor is real life, ladies and gentlemen. You keep handing out these free-to-go plates for folks that didn't pitch in to help you put it together, put the meal together. You will be hungry while you watch everyone else feast. It's not a good feeling. Makes me rather numb just thinking about it. It's pretty horrible. There's not too many equivalents to knowing that you put in work and you didn't get what was worked for. That makes sense. There's a few other scenarios that hurt pretty bad. I mean, the loss of loved ones is one thing. Sense of infidelity, that's definitely another. Failure of short goals like tests and whatnot. That all falls in the category of the feeling that you get when you done basically poured everything out your cup, and now your cup's empty. You done passed out all the plates. You gave out all the help and gave out all the bricks and building materials, and now you out here homeless, hungry, and hurt. Triple H. No relation to the WWE's Triple H, but that's a situation you put yourself in. You know, piggybacking off of that, you're either going to help the people too much to where you ain't got nothing for yourself, or you're going to watch these people who may possibly have more than you do, and then you go spend all that time and energy feeling nothing but hate and envy and getting greedy upon the things that you can get. You will completely taint all your quality of life worrying about what the next man or woman doing or what they got or how they feel about what you got or what you portray or what you have on or what you drive and where you live, who you be with. The list goes on. All of that boils down to the same negative energy and the same bad feelings. Stop looking in the left lane when you're driving in the right one. That's first and foremost. Stop giving out all these handouts, especially if you yourself came from relatively the bottom. Stop having survivor's remorse. Stop being guilty for being the one at your circle that got on their shit. And it ain't always one. If you got a decent circle, you can look and you can point out all the real ones, and they separated themselves as time progressed. You may not even see them as much, even though y'all in the same mind frame. That's really your, excuse me, that's really your partner. That's really your friend. You don't see them. It go 5-10 years not seeing each other, but y'all are both quote unquote on top of your game, your respective games. And it's a good thing to see. If you see a person too much, that's usually a bad thing. That means that either you or that person ain't spending your time wisely. You ain't doing enough to progress your own personal life. It's crazy, man. You really don't know what direction you can take these things when it comes down to the perception of life, and when it comes out to being in a social circle or just giving your energy to other people. You know, just quickly on this freestyle rant, I didn't let you know how it is to both overhelp and overwatch other people. When is the focus going to turn to you? When are you going to actually worry about you? I ask you this because every day I look in the mirror and I ask myself that. So I want your feedback on that, matter of fact. Y'all hit me up in the comments about that. How do you know when to draw the line in the sand to know whether you're giving too much help or you're giving too much attention to someone else's scenario and you're neglecting your own? You know? That's where I'm at with it. I don't really have much more to discuss on that part. But just hold on. There's more. So yeah, to add to everything that I just said, honestly, and you probably looking at me like I'm crazy, like I'm stupid. Like, yeah, E, I got this going on, I got that going on, I gotta worry about this person, that person, blah blah blah. This person makes me mad, this person makes me feel like less than a man, blah blah blah. I feel you. Man, woman, indifferent, I don't care what your pronouns is. Like, we all humans, so we all going through that, right? So here's my suggestion. Find the things that bring you the most comfort and happiness, bro. Don't care what they are. Figure out what they are. For me, it's probably reading. I find peace in reading now. As much music as I've made in my life, it doesn't bring me the same amount of peace as it used to. But I still enjoy writing lyrics here and there, especially when I get a chance to actually lay them down. It's probably something that's missing out of my life, to be 100%. That's probably why I get so excited about videos and finally got an album put together. Took me a couple of years to do that. That's one of my things, you know. I enjoy alcohol, tad bit of smoking, here or there. Not a problem, in moderation. I enjoy relations with the opposite sex, if that makes sense. To each his own, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a vice. And a lot of smart people feel like they have advice for everyone, and that's definitely not the case. Which also, please let me know in the comments if you feel like I'm trying to hold myself to a higher standard, if that makes any sense, or I'm trying to hold myself above people. Like, let me know if you feel the vibe like I'm trying to be better than other people. Because I was told that recently by a person very close to me. I don't know if they watch the podcast or not, but I was told that I give off the vibe that I'm trying to be better than everyone else, or I'm looking down on everyone else. Certainly not the case, at least I don't feel that way. I feel like I'm one of the most humble human beings on the planet. I could be terribly wrong, though. Everybody's different in different circles and scenarios. So, yeah, let me know. But, yeah, you have to find your vices. You have to find the things that make you happy. Here's the big kicker. You have to make the time to include these in your life every day, regardless of what's going on. I know it sounds hard, man. I know I gotta wake up, get my kid ready for school, blah blah blah. I know I gotta get to work, take care of whatever responsibilities that work has to offer. Anybody with a job knows, doesn't matter what job you're working, you're gonna have a list a mile long of some shit you probably gotta do, and it's not gonna be something that you necessarily feel comfortable doing all the time, but you have to do it regardless. So that'll take a lot of energy away from you focusing on yourself. I completely get it. Also going through it, I know you probably got to get home, cook dinner, check homework, check on the spouse and or significant other and or life partner and or a child's parent, and or you're single and you're just trying to see what's up in the inbox with your crush, and or you really ain't worrying about nobody at all, so you got plenty of time. It really don't matter. Pick your scenario. And famously said by friends of mine that's very close, pick your struggle. Choose your struggle. You choose everything else. Choose what you're going to struggle with. Don't be staring at your neighbor and wondering how they got their truck, or your classmate just got this house, or your cousin just got a new girlfriend. Like, stop all that sweating what other people doing. Okay? Makes plenty of sense. Stop sweating what they got going on. And really focus, enjoy, and appreciate the things that you got. Because everybody got something. Like, for real. Like, there's some shit that you have, or there's some things that you're going through that people would wish that that was their struggle or whatnot. And I ain't going to say be blessed with yours, but focus on yours and find ways to be happy. Find ways to get back to the things that make you the happiest. Maybe it's exercising, hitting the weights. Maybe it's watching some type of a series on Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Maybe like me, you like football. You like sports. I'm not a big, all the way deep down sports fan, but I really love football. Was just too small to participate in it as a kid. I played a few times, a few years, but it was nothing worth chatterboxing about. But I'm still a huge fan of the sport. Forever love it. Basketball, too. I enjoy it, probably not as much as football, but I'm knee deep in that. Find what it is. Find something to focus on that ain't everybody else shit, in my opinion. It'll help you the long way, for real. So, bing, bam, bop. Bop, bing, bam. Yeah. So, with all that being said, keeping it very short, look forward to working with my good people at Vision Sports Management. Shout out to Jonathan Belton and the team. We about to make some real big power moves. Y'all just stay tuned all the way through the fall and winter season. We going to make some things shake for y'all. I know y'all got to go out there and vote very soon. Wanted to get at y'all with a couple of the politicians and regional leaders in the area, but it just didn't come to fruition. Still got the opportunity to talk to some of these folks that's leading your cities and towns and villages and parishes. We'll get to all of that. Outside of that, y'all know where to reach me. That is Black Girl, a.k.a. Dr. Haas. You can reach me at Black Girl/Haas on Facebook, Black Girl/Haas on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok. It is at Black Girl Haas. That's at BLACK_HAAS. You can watch the video for this podcast on the YouTube that was forementioned. You will listen to this podcast on Spotify, on Spreaker, on the Anchor app, on pretty much anywhere that you get your podcast. You will be able to find Doctor's Orders. Just type it in. That's all I got for you. Appreciate your time. 101.